I hope you're not hungry because we're going to talk about food, and there is none involved this morning. But we have our friends here from the American Culinary Federation of Rochester. Is that right, Dave?
Chef yes,
Dave?
Yeah, technically we're the Professional Chefs Cooks Association of Rochester.
Say it again?
The Professional Chefs and Cooks Association of Rochester.
Okay.
Shortly known as ACFROC.
ACFROC. So we have your... So we're going to talk about this competition that's tomorrow night. We have Chef Sarah here, right? The defending champ.
Hello, how are you? Yeah.
Good, mm-hmm. How are you? And then we have Chef Ashley here, who's from FoodLink, and we're going to tie this all together. What this event tomorrow night is all about and how FoodLink's involved. And you just got a new... accreditation, is that what it would be, Ashley?
Absolutely. So FoodLink runs a culinary program called the FoodLink Career Fellowship, and we've partnered with ACF to be accredited. So basically ACF puts their stamp on us, letting everyone know that they approve of the teachings that we do and of our curriculum also.
Gotcha. All right. Now, how, Dave, you run, Chef Dave, you run this whole, you're the president?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the current president.
So give us an overall view of what your mission statement is, I guess.
Our overall mission statement is to uplift the professionals in the culinary profession. Well, not necessarily professionals, but anybody who's involved in the culinary facets of their careers. We want to educate them. We want to give them networking abilities. We want to help them to grow their careers
okay.
in any way that we can.
And is this a school or an organization?
The ACF is a national organization that was first came out in the early 1920s, 1923, I believe.
Wow.
Their mission is to elevate the role of certified chefs. So we really focus on education and certification. Actually, the ACF uplifted the role of a certified executive chef from a service position into a professional position in the National Library of Occupations.
Wow. Oh, all right. That makes sense. Now, is it true? I mean, all you hear about, there's not enough chefs in this town. Every restaurant owner I talk to, they need chefs and cooks, right?
That is right. Labor is very difficult. It's a hard job, which requires a lot of dedication and hard hours. However, many employers are finding that it's more important to have a work-life balances for their people. And we have made great strides over the last couple of years, increasing wages and giving people the ability to have that work-life balance.
Now, Sarah? You are what you told me her title here before. What's she
yes,
won the
Chef,
this
Sarah,
competition we're talking about tomorrow night?
Chef Sarah Kelsey, she is our reigning Chef of the Year champion from 2021.
Was it a specific dish or a whole meal or
so
how'd you win this?
So our Chef of the Year prior to that we chose the protein. It was whole duck. So we had to design our dishes around using and utilizing the whole entire protein. So from like the bones to the meat to making a side and sauce with it and things like that.
Mm-hmm. With a whole duck?
Yes.
But if I understand this competition tomorrow night, once you choose the protein, right, you get to do that
I do.
This year.
I do.
How many chefs are in the competition?
Two.
Oh, there's
two.
Just two?
Yes.
How'd you narrow it down to these two, Dave?
We have a Chef of the Year board within our organization, and we had three qualified chefs that are nominated by the entire membership. We, as the board, select who meets our criteria, who is able to run. We did choose three, Chef Mike Vasali. We had Chef Brian Matice, and who's there? Oh, I apologize.
He's looking at Chef Ashley.
Yeah, Chef Christopher Januzzi. Okay, so Mike Vasali, because of a previous commitment, was unable to have to compete. He's one of our oldest, or he is the oldest a standing member of our chapter.
Oh, really?
Okay. So we were really excited that he was going to be able to be here. However, we're going to have a very exciting event tomorrow night. We're looking forward to it. So Chef Sarah will announce the mystery protein at 6:45.
Yeah, this is
tomorrow night. Yeah.
So you're not going to let it out of the bag this morning here?
No, no, no. It's a lot of thinking, a lot of how I think everything should be done to utilize the product.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been thinking of different ways of using certain poultry, certain fish, certain, I don't know, but yeah.
So the but have you decided yet? I mean, it's tomorrow.
Yes, I have.
She's being very secretive about this.
Yeah.
Good job, Sarah.
So the two chefs in the competition, once you tell them the protein that they haven't, then they have an hour to come to a
whole
meal, right?
They have 15 minutes to plan a menu and to see what's in our pantry section to be able to create something. And then they have an hour of strict cooking and prepping. And then they have 5-minute window at the end of this hour to plate 4 dishes. 3 are going to judging. And 1 is going
to me.
For everybody to look at who is at
you
the competition watching.
Okay, so where is this event going on now?
It's at Foodlink.
At Foodlink. Up
so
on Mount Reed.
So excited.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Excited.
Absolutely. Foodlink is happy. This is our second consecutive year hosting it. We have a beautiful state-of-the-art community kitchen that we use, and we have plenty
I
of space.
I can't wait to see it. Man.
Yeah, you're going to love it, man. It's cool. It's really a cool kitchen.
Cool.
Plenty of space for people to view and also have some food from some of the people that have stations, including Foodlink.
Okay.
So you'll be able to have some hors d'oeuvres and some different dishes to try. In addition to, if you want to watch it from our kind of classroom where you can see it on the big screen and have some drinks and stuff too.
Oh, what? Now, Chef David, you said there are some tickets available if somebody wants to watch this competition live tomorrow night?
Yes, that is correct. We will be beginning arrivals at 5:45. You do need to have a ticket to get in. There are limited tickets available. You can go to acfroc.org, click under the events, and click on the event, and it'll give you all the instructions you need to find tickets if they will be available.
So now let's talk about the Foodlink aspect of this. Now, who comes to you? You actually are teaching our future chefs in town here, right?
Absolutely. So you just talked about a need for chefs and cooks and culinarians. I have a program through Foodlink called the Foodlink Career Fellowship, where we teach people who don't necessarily have the means to go to culinary school, which can be expensive.
Hey, sure.
Very expensive. And
the CIAs of the world
always hear absolutely.
About,
right? So you can still get a quality education
through
mentorship and through just pure dedication. We're actually a New York State apprenticeship. So you get college level education and you're actually paid to come to this program.
Really?
So it's really awesome. It's a year-long program. And we partner with the ACF to secure some really good jobs with them and for them to help and come help us teach and mold the next generation of chefs, which is highly needed today.
Well, let me ask you this. Here I am, a guy in my 60s, you know, my radio career. Who knows these days how much longer?
Yes.
Would I be eligible?
Yes. So,
really?
Yes. I would encourage you.
Second career could be?
Yes, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. We're looking for real. When I say real, people that are dedicated
right. Yeah,
so not saying that you wouldn't be a real chef, but you know, you might be slowing down in your career.
So however, many people have switched over to a culinary field of work because that is where their lifelong passion really lies.
Yeah, passion.
Yes.
And that's the
we are here, and that is the reason that ACF Rochester has supported the mission of Foodlink. We're all about that. We want to help everybody locally that we can.
Sarah, where are you the chef now?
So right now I'm the executive sous chef at Cloverwood. It's a senior living up in Pittsford.
Oh, so those people are eating well, huh?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, very well. I used to work at the Genesee Valley Club before that.
Okay.
So I come from a very high-end fine dining background.
I've seen... wasn't Chef Macri last year? Didn't he also work at a
Yes, he was like that? Technically yes. Sarah's executive chef.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He was, so I'm his sort of his second in command.
Gotcha.
So right now he's the executive chef at Cloverwood also.
So now after we determine the winner of this competition tomorrow night, what happens after that? There's another dinner in next year?
Yes, our big gala awards dinner will be held next year, 2023, in April. Location is to be determined by our reigning champ, Sarah Kelsey. By right of winning Chef of the Year title, you become the chef de cuisine, which basically means you're the manager of the event.
We'll
choose the menu, the locations, and basically run the operation.
Wow. Okay.
So that will be held next April, where we give out our awards, service awards to all our supporters, our sponsors, individuals within our chapter who really go out of their way to add to what our mission is, and that's to help culinarians.
So that's it. So now, not every chef in this town is a member of your organization.
No.
How many members do you have locally?
Currently, we are in 60 members, which is a good standard number for us. We have gotten 4 new members over the last couple months. It did take a dip during COVID, and we're coming back. We are really member focused on to giving value to our members. We are open to anybody in the culinary field, whether you're a cook, whether you're education, whether you're a support, a provider. There's many different levels of memberships, and we are here to work together to help us all.
Right. Putting it all together. Because, I mean, everybody watches. I mean, food and cooking is huge. I mean, there's networks, you know, dedicated to it these days. So there's a lot of interest in it, but I don't think a lot of people. I mean, here's Chef David. He's even got his thermometer on him right now.
As he should.
He came to do a radio show, and he looks like he's ready. I want breakfast right now. you know? So tomorrow night, you go to acfroc.org.
Correct.
The event is at Food Link. While we're talking about Food Link,
yes, sir.
I mean, there is still a hunger issue you guys help with in this community too, right?
Yeah.
How can people help Food Link right now? Well, let's talk about it. You're here.
I appreciate that. So holiday seasons are coming up pretty soon. Actually, we're right in the middle of it. So best thing you can do is maybe donate some money or donate some food. We also have volunteer opportunities too.
We
supply a lot of food for the community. There's always a need for labor and things like that to help us fill that need. So if you anyone out there has the inkling, please go to foodlinkny.org. Look to donate or donate some time. We really appreciate that.
Obviously, because all this volunteering and stuff like that, this food's got to get out to people who need it mostly. And one thing I always thought, just by talking to other people in your organization, you guys know how to stretch a dollar. Right?
Well,
am I right?
Yes. Our upper management is really dedicated to utilizing the money that we have in the best ways and to coming up with like innovative ideas for things. So if you've been out in the community, you've seen our kind of curbside markets, which are mobile food markets.
Right, yep.
We supply food for people in the inner cities who don't always have access to fresh food. I know if you've been on the west side, the supermarkets, a lot of them are in Henrietta and things like that too. So Food Link's really innovative. We have great programs, and we're trying to get the food out there to the people that need it.
They are great stewards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a pantry where you can come donate food too?
Yes, we do. And the best way to do that is to go to the website. We have some satellite places where we can do that. With COVID, we can't actually have everyone dropping food off at Food Link's doorstep.
Right.
But we do give you strict instructions how to do that, Sarah.
Yeah. All right. So here we are, the American Culinary Federation of Rochester, acfroc.org, tomorrow night if you'd like to join us
and see
who wins the competition here and find out what Sarah's protein is going to be, the big mystery. Gary.
I'm excited. As well as you may enjoy some of our stations that some of our local organizations mm-hmm. have volunteered to do. Mm-hmm. Food Link is, and the students are going to be running a station.
MCC also, and the students from MCC Culinary Program also.
RIT has jumped in, and they're going to run a station for us as well.
I'm skipping lunch tomorrow. I'm coming hungry. Chef David Casper, Chef Ashley, Chef Sarah, thank you for joining us, and we'll have a great event tomorrow night. And again, support Food Link whenever you can. But for more information about what we were talking about, acfroc.org. Thank you guys for coming in.
We'll come
see and
you see
our MC, Dino K.
With his mouth full.
Thank you, Dino.
Thank you.
Thank you.